Of course, Gene Salader has a couple of hats she wears with us here on Robin Hood Radio. One is the, of course, Out and About, and we air that as much as we can when things are happening.
That's my favorite hat, by the way, Marshall. I love doing that.
And also, as a president of the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce, we like to get updates every month, every 2 months, see what's going on with the Tri-State Chamber. And when talking off air, Gene, you rustled the something we talked about with Willie Hallahan, and that is golf is not that far away.
No, it's actually at the top of my pile these days. We've got the 24th annual Murphy Open coming up on Monday, June 10th.
And, of course, the Murphy Open in honor of Murph Mayberry, who was beloved by just about everybody I know around here. And it's a tournament that was started and raised funds for various nonprofits around our area by Fred Stevenson. And the Tri-State Chamber now carries on the tradition.
Yes, the Stevenson family, you know, lo those many 22 years, did a dynamite job with this tournament, which started out, as Fred tells it, as just, you know, hey, let's go play around in Murph's honor, a round of golf, and a bunch of the, mostly restaurant crews, and so they did it on a Monday when a lot of restaurants were closed back in the day, and, you know, that little golf outing turned into one of the more successful golf tournaments, long-standing. 24 years is a long time.
And now it helps benefit, of course, the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. So what are the initial details about their Murph here?
So a couple of new things. As you know, the beneficiaries have always rotated around depending on who's in need for capital, what organizations, be it an ambulance, a fire company. Salisbury Winter Sports has certainly been a beneficiary 1 or 2, 3 years maybe. And we changed it up a little bit again this year. Last year we were able to give $3,000 to Sunday in the Country Food Drive. And this year we took a look over in New York State, and what we saw was that some of these ladies' auxiliaries and some of these, you know, legions and VFWs and firehouses and squads, they struggle. They're having a hard time. And so we took a look at a few of them, and we're still doing our research, but up and down that Route 22 corridor, we're going to find a collection of beneficiaries that have to do with ladies' auxiliaries.
Oh, that's great. And you have set the date, right?
Yes, Monday, June 10th at Egremont Country Club, $125 per player. If you want to prepay your foursome by June 1st, it's $480 for the team of four. So that's a little bit of savings there. Egremont Country Club is a great venue. They'll be serving up lunch and dinner for us. And, you know, all kinds of awards and prizes that, you know, will be announced as we get closer. One new thing this year that I want to get the word out on as soon as possible as details come in. Last year, the outfits that some of these golfers wore really had us chuckling. I mean, they were just on the ridiculous, preposterous end of the spectrum. And so we said, hey, why don't we add a fashion show? So this year will be the first annual Murphy Open Fashion Show, and I am very proud to announce that we will be sponsored by GolfKnickers.com.
GolfKnickers.com.
Yes. So as you look at the Murphy Open and its history of Fred Stevenson, you know, and his family, and he would run it, and then, you know, 5 minutes into the tournament, after that shotgun start, he was able to get out there and play those 18 holes, something I aspire to do, probably not this year, but maybe for the 25th annual. But Fred always wore plus fours and Argyle socks and a pea cap and just dashing. Absolutely. Sam Snead look-alike. So with that in mind, I said, hey, if we do a fashion show, we should do it right. So GolfKnickers.com is going to be donating a couple of outfits for us, and those will be part of the prize package for the, I think we're going to call it best dressed, but it might break down from there.
All right. And, of course, once again, we here at Robin Hood Radio will sponsor the hole in one. I'll let you know about that in advance.
Thank you, Marshall.
So, and we'll have a cash prize, I think, of $5,000 on one hole, and all the other par threes will have chances to win golf clubs and trips and things like that.
Yes, French Lick Resort was one last year, I recall. That looked like a nice vacation for me, but I wasn't playing.
And it can happen because it happened years ago when NASCAR Dave had a Sunday in the Country food drive golf tournament, and somebody got a hole-in-one up at Copaic, and we handed out $5,000 to that winner.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what it's all about. That's why we chase the white ball around the course to win some money.
That's it. So what else going on, speaking about chasing the white ball on the course? What's going on with the tri? What else is going on other than the Murphy Open?
We've got all kinds of things. I just want to go through our list of sponsors and thank them real fast. Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Deer Senior Center in Canaan. Housatonic Heritage. They are everywhere. Lakeville Journal Company, located in Falls Village. Litchfield Bancorp in Litchfield, Connecticut, and also a branch here in Lakeville. Salisbury Garden Center here in Salisbury. Sharon Healthcare in Sharon. Sharon Playhouse. And our faves over at WHDD Robin Hood Radio. Thank you, one and all. Your sponsorship dollars are going to work for you. Here on the radio, out on the World Wide Web, and anybody who will listen, and even some of those who won't when I'm out and about.
That's right. Eating beer,
yes.
And talking Chamber of Commerce.
You got it. That's how you get it done.
It's what they call networking.
Yeah. So going down this week's report, we have our renewed members, Associated Lightning Rod, Millerton Service Center, Beston Cavallero Real Estate, Riccardelli Accounting, Cabaret Stunt and Financial Planners, Canaan Railroad Days of North Canaan, Arnoff Moving and Storage, and Assured Partners Northeast. So thank you all for your renewed membership. We look forward to working with you for another year. I haven't talked about the Chamber in a while. The Board of Directors, myself at President, Mary Wilbur at Vice President, Janet Manco at Secretary, Susan Dickinson as our Treasurer, Bianca Martin has just been elected to be Assistant Treasurer. Marie Castagna, John Lennon, and newly appointed Linda Robertson are our directors. So that's a solid board of nine, and we're happy to serve again for a year. And you can reach out to any of us and ask questions about Tri-State Chamber membership or sponsorship.
And, of course, how can they reach you again as we wrap this up? Because there's multiple ways to reach the Chamber and Gene.
Absolutely. My phone number, 860-248-5585. The Chamber office is 860-435-0470. And go on the web, tristatechamber.com, and learn more about us, or on Facebook.
All right, Gene, great reports, and I love the way you described the Sharon American Legion corned beef dinner in your other report.
I got to say, I'm just going to say it, and my mother is going to spin in her grave, but that was the best corned beef and cabbage I've had. They just blew the doors out.
And that's why it sells out in about 45 to 90 minutes.
Yeah, no joke. That's for real. 375 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's a ton.
That's a lot. All right, Gene, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall, you have a great week.